弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace be with brothers and sisters.
平安。
有人看过耶稣受难记的电影？
Many people watched the Passion of Christ.
然后他就问了几个问题。
And they asked following questions.
耶稣为什么甘愿被捕？耶稣为什么不为自己辩护呢？耶稣为什么被钉在十字架上？耶稣为什么还求天父赦免钉他的人呢？
Why was Jesus willing to be arrested? Why didn't he defend himself? And why was he crucified on the cross?
但我们基督徒应该可以回答这几个问题。
And for us Christians, we can answer the above questions.
但是我们常常又忽略了。
But often we neglect this.
我们一起来读今天的经文，希伯来书第九章11到15节。
Let's read today's passage together from Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11 to 15.
我们一起来读，请。但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大更权威的帐幕，不是人手所造的，也不是属乎这世界，并且不是用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血只一次进入圣所，成了永远的赎罪祭。若山羊和公牛的血，并母牛犊的灰撒在不洁的人身上，尚且叫人成圣，身体洁净，何况基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洁净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉了永生神吗？为此他做了新约的中保，既然受死赎了人在前约之时所犯的罪过，便蒙召之人得着所应许的产业。
In English, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11 to 15. But when Christ came as high priest of the good things that are now already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not made with human hands. That is to say, is not a part of this creation. It did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean, sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God. For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant. Today, my title is The Effect of Blood of Christ.
我用四方面来分享这个题目。
I want to share it using four points.
第一，宝血洁净你的罪过。
The first is the blood of Christ cleanse your sins.
每当向人传福音的时候，我必定会问跟对方谈到罪。
Every time I spread the gospel, I always bring up the subject about sin.
我会问对方，你认为自己有罪吗？
I will ask, do you think you're sinful?
通常对方的反应是我不偷不抢，我何罪之有呢？
Often the reaction is I don't steal or rob. How am I sinful?
不过奇怪是他会同意别人犯了罪是罪人，却不承认自己是罪人。
But the interesting thing is they often agree that others are sinful, but never want to admit that they themselves are.
一般世人不知道何为罪。
Most people don't know what sin is.
因为呢，除了圣经之外呢，没有一个宗教的经典直截了当的指出人的罪。
Because besides Christian Bible, there's no other religion that directly point out, what sin is.
就算有人知道自己良心有亏有罪，也没有办法解决罪，所以呢，索性就不讲罪，甚至不承认自己是罪人了。
And even sometimes if they know what sin is, but and they can't really do anything about it, so therefore.Might as well not talk about it or admit they are sinful.
但是如果我们看圣经很清楚，我们都是罪人。
But if we clear look at the Bible, it clearly states that we are sinful men.
摩西是一个不得了的人，他对神说：“你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前， 将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
Moses is incredible. He says to God, You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence.
以斯拉向神的祷告，他说，我的神啊，我们抱愧蒙羞，不敢向神我神掩面，因为我们的罪孽灭顶，我们的罪恶滔天。
Ezra prayed to God, saying, I am too ashamed and disgraced, my God, to lift up my face to you, because our sins are higher than our heads, and our guilt have reached to the heavens.
如果我们留意大卫的诗篇，那就更清楚了。大卫说，我在母腹就有罪了。
And if we know David and his Psalms, he says, Surely I am sinful at birth.
大卫的儿子所罗门说，世上没有不犯罪的人。
And David's son Solomon says, But there is no one who does not sin.
到了新约的时候，神借着保罗在罗马书第三章记载，我们都会背吧，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
In the New Testament, Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 3:23, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
的确，我们人人都犯了罪，不但有思想方面的罪，也有行为方面的罪。
Yes, we all have fallen short, and not only sin in our thoughts, but also in our conduct.
我承认自己曾经犯了许多的罪。
I have to admit, I have definitely sinned many times.
我相信你也是。
I believe you too.
很多的人，他不知道犯罪的结果是什么。
A lot of people don't know what the result of sinning is.
但圣经清楚告诉我们，罪的工价乃是死，死后且有审判。
Yeah, and the Bible says, for the wage of sin is death, and there will be judgment in the end.
等候罪人的就是死路一条。
And we are destined to die.
所以怎么办呢？
So then, what do we do?
但是感谢神，刚才我们读的经文告诉我们，但现在基督已经来到，做了将来更美。将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造的，也不是属这世界的，并且不用山羊和牛羊的血，乃用自己的血只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
But thanks to the Lord, the passage that we just read, but when Christ came as high priest of the good things that are now already here,He went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not made with human hands. That is to say, is not a part of this creation. He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption.
这十五节也清楚告诉我们，他这个赎了我们，救赎了我们以前所犯的罪。
And basically, he obtained eternal redemption for us, including the sins in the past.
的确，旧约牛羊的血只能暂时遮盖人的罪。
The Old Testament, the blood of goat and calves can only temporarily cover the sins of men.
所以，清楚告诉我们，旧约牛羊的血断不能除罪，但是新约耶稣的血就不一样，乃是除去世人一切的罪孽。
Because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. But in the New Testament, Jesus' blood absolutely can do that. So therefore, we have to look at the effect of the blood of Christ. Jesus once for all obtained eternal redemption.
He 一次的献上就救赎了我们。
Him offering himself once for all was able to obtain our redemption.
彼得前书也告诉我们，我们得赎乃是凭着基督的宝血。
First Peter chapter 1, it says, You were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ.
主耶稣的宝血有洗罪的功效，而且是永远有效的。
The blood of Christ is able to cleanse our sins, and it is able to purify us.
什么时候当一个人承认自己的罪，耶稣的宝血就洁净我们一切的罪。
And if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us.
当一个基督徒再一次得罪神的时候，我们再一次来到神的面前，承认自己的罪，主也可以再次赦免、洗净我们。
If a believer sins against God again, and then goes back to God and asks Him for forgiveness and repents, Jesus' blood is able to cleanse us and purify us.
旧约跟新约讲到了血的功效是不一样的。
The effect of blood, the blood of Christ is different in the Old Testament versus New Testament.
我们知道先是由犹太教，后来才基督教。
Because first it was Jewish, Judaism, and then turns to Christianity.
曾有位犹太的老太太做见证说，
So there was a Jewish elderly woman who shared her testimony.
她从小就学会犹太教的规矩。
She learned Jewish custom from youth.
以为拉比所说的都是真的。
She thought everything the rabbi says was true.
只要按照犹太人的规矩和遗传就可以来到神的面前。
Which was through Jewish custom and inheritance, one can come before God.
可是当他真正的就不但是读旧约，也读新约的时候，发现里面有纠结了，有他有不明白的地方了。
When she read the Old Testament and then the New Testament, there's things that were discrepancies. She was concerned.
于是他就去再次去问拉比说：“血可以赎罪吗？”
So then she asked the rabbi, "Can the blood provide redemption?"
如果我们照着旧约的献祭，真的牛羊的血可以赎罪，那么我们为什么今天不这样子献祭呢？
And if it's true that the blood of animals can provide redemption, then why don't we do the same thing of sacrifice anymore?
然后拉比回应说：“神吩咐只可以在耶路撒冷献祭，如今耶路撒冷这个在外邦人手中无法献祭啊，所以唯一的办法就是依赖祖宗的功劳和守旧约律法了。”
And the rabbi says, God instructed us to only sacrifice in Jerusalem, which right now is in the hand of Gentiles. So the only solution is to rely on the contribution of our ancestors and obey the old laws.
那这个答案不能使他满意。有一天他去土耳其旅游的时候呢，这个心中仍然有不平安。
She was not really satisfied with the answer that was provided. And one day she went to Turkey and she still had no peace.
因为找不到赎罪的血。
Because she was not able to find the blood of sacrifice.
因为旧约牛羊的血不能赎罪啊。
Because in the Old Testament, the blood of goats and bulls are not able to provide complete redemption.
所以那个时候他在土耳其的一条路上看到旁边有一个牌子写着向犹太人传福音。
So on the road in Turkey, she saw a sign that says spread gospels to Jewish.
他就被吸引着走进去坐进去听传道人讲道。
And she was drawn by that and she went in and sat down to hear the preacher.
那天的信息传到说耶稣基督神儿子的血洗净我们的罪。
And the preacher says, the Son of God, Jesus Christ's blood cleanses our soul, our sin, excuse me.
然后传道人用圣经证明耶稣基督就是神的儿子，就是来到世上救赎我们的那一位。
And the preacher uses Bible to prove that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and he came to this world to sacrifice himself.
于是他就明白了，他就接受了耶稣。
And therefore she understood and she believed.
是的，耶稣基督的宝血足以洗净我们一切的罪。
Yes, the effect of Jesus' blood can cleanse all our sins.
当然这不是自然的，只有那些愿意凭信心来到神跟前的人。
Of course, it's not a natural occurrence. Only those who come before him with faith can.
我知道耶稣的宝血可以洗净所有信他之人的罪。
And Jesus' blood can cleanse and purify those who come before him with faith and accept
him. 因为罗马书告诉我们，神设立耶稣做挽回祭司，凭着耶稣的宝血，借着人的信要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
Because in Romans 3:25 it says, God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. he did this to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance, he had left the sin committed beforehand unpunished.
我们是靠着耶稣的宝血称义, 也是借着他免去神的愤怒。
We have now been justified by his blood, and how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him?
我们借着这爱子的血得蒙救赎, 过犯得以赦免, 乃是照他丰盛的恩典, 借着耶稣的血, 也就是靠着他的死, 他的代赎。
In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
大卫又告诉我们得赦免且过,这个人是有福的,凡心里没有诡诈,耶和华不算为有罪的,这人是有福的。
David said, blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and whose spirit is no deceit.
我们曾经都是罪人,但是因着耶稣的宝血,神就看在耶稣的面子上算我们无罪的。
And we used to have transgressions, however, through the Lord Jesus, God does not count it against us.
所以我们感谢神,神都赦免了我们的罪。
So therefore, we should be thankful that God has forgiven our sins.
因为耶稣宝血的功效。
And the reason is because the effect of the blood of Jesus.
正如以赛亚书事实上告诉我们,我涂抹了你的过犯,像厚云消散,我涂抹了你的罪恶如薄云灭没,当归向我,因我救赎了你。
In Isaiah 44:22, it says, I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you.
感谢神,主的宝血洗净了你的罪,我的罪过。
Thank the Lord, Jesus' blood cleansed our soul, our sin, yours and mine.
阿们吗?
Do you amen to that?
如果你说阿们, 我们也要思想耶稣的宝血不但洗净了你的过犯, 也洗净了你配偶, 你弟兄, 你的姐妹, 等等的人的罪过了。
When you said amen to that, you have to remember Jesus' blood not only cleansed your sins, but also your spouse's sin, your brother's and your sister's sin too.
你知道吗? 许多的基督徒有时候很怪的。
A lot of times, Christians are weird.
他知道耶稣已经洗净了我的罪过。
Even though we understand that Jesus' blood has cleansed my sins.
但是奇怪的却常常不放过别人。
Yet, we still hold things against brothers, sisters, and friends.
比方说有一些配偶, 这个自己的配偶做了不该做的, 几十年前的事, 今天仍然念念不忘。
For example, your spouse did something decades ago, and you still won't let them down.
即使耶稣的宝血不但洗净了你的罪, 也洗净你配偶曾经以前信主之前, 或者过去一切的罪啊。
When we have to remember Jesus' blood cleansed you and my or your sin, he also cleansed your spouse's sin, even sins that he or she did before they believed.
因此，弟兄姊妹，我们今天在线上的每一个人，如果你旁边有配偶的，有弟兄姐妹，有父母的，跟他说，耶稣的宝血洁净了你的罪过。So
therefore, brother and sister, if you have your spouse, your brothers, sister, your parents that are next to you, we say to them, Jesus' blood cleansed your sins.
我们要彼此说,
we have to say it to each other.
这样你从今以后, 你的生命会不一样的。
And I guarantee you your life will be changed from this point on.
我们思想第二方面,
now let us look at the second point.
宝血除去你的死刑。
Blood of Christ take away the act that leads to death.
这里告诉我们, 耶稣的宝血不但洗净我们以往的过犯，更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑。
How much more would the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God.
大家再留意啊，耶稣的宝血除去你们的死刑。
We have to focus that the blood of Christ cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death.
我常发现许多的基督徒一再的承认自己软弱，所以他又做不该做的，说不该说，想不该想的。
A lot of good times, Christians would admit that they're weak and they do things that they shouldn't do. They think on things that they should not think about.
虽然一般的基督徒没有犯什么大罪，比如杀人放火啊，这个很大的罪，但是常常还会有一些的死刑。
Even though Christians they do not commit murder or arson or any extreme sins, but we are still weak. And we still commit small other sins.
其实，一切不讨神喜悦的行为、表现、思想方面，这些都是死刑的。
Actually, everything that does not please God is considered acts that leads to death. There's no bigger small.
比方说，基督徒撒谎就是死刑啊。
For example, Christians lying in itself is the act that leads to death.
你恨人、诅咒人，就是死刑的。
When you hate others or curse others, that is the act that leads to death.
曾经有位年长的弟兄，他信耶稣已经几十年了。
There was an elderly brother who believed in Christ for more than 10 years, or many, many years.
可是他常常向他的老伴发牢骚。
But he often complained about his wife.
甚至诅咒他的老伴说：“东有人怎么样，西有人怎么样，怎么样，怎么都没有轮到你呢？”
He even curses at her, saying, "There's people dying left and right. How come you're still here?"
如果真的像他所诅咒的，他的老伴先走，那想必他一个人活着，日子也苦死了。
And if his wife actually dies, I think leaving him being a loner will be even more bitter.
真的，我听到有基督徒会诅咒的，这些都是死刑的，不应该在我们的口中出现的。
There's a lot of Christians who curse, like that, and that in itself is the act that leads to death, and it shouldn't be like this.
有位基督徒老姐妹凶巴巴的指责她的先生说
，A Christian sister angrily complains about her husband. She says,
我真是倒了八辈子的霉呀，怎么嫁给你这个窝囊废呢？
I must have been cursed so much to marry a useless man like you.
你们发现有许多这个配偶啊，就是姐妹或者人老珠黄了，还在嫌弃自己的嫁错了郎呢。
Actually, many sisters, they themselves are old and wrinkly, and they still complain about marrying a useless man.
难道你还想重新选择另谋出路吗？
Does she want to have an alternative route?Of marrying a different person?
基督徒为什么会仍有死刑呢？
Why do we Christians still hold the act that leads to death?
一方面是老我作怪，没有对付老我。
On one hand, it is our old self causing problems.
另一方面是忽略了，即使耶稣的宝血不但洁净以往的罪过，同时也给我们带来了新的身份和地位，能够被蒙神悦纳的领受那一个崭新的从神而来不犯罪的生命的。
On the other hand, it's our neglect. Neglect God's blood not only cleanses sin in our past, it also provides us with new title and new status, so that we can be accepted by God and receive His new life.
耶稣的宝血能够洗净我们的良心。
Because Jesus' blood can cleanse our conscience.
而且在我们生活里能够越来越活出善行，像耶稣那样子的生命表现。
We can live out more good deeds and be more like Christ.
我在说基督徒的生命中可以没有死刑的。
Actually, Christian life, we can have a life that does not have acts that lead to death.
因为圣经告诉我们的，耶稣的宝血可以洁净你的良心，使你除去你的死刑啊。
Because the Bible says Jesus' blood can cleanse our conscience.
正如约翰福音记载，有犹太的宗教领袖和一帮人抓到一个正在行淫的妇人，带到耶稣的面前。
in the Bible and the New Testament, we recorded an adulterous woman who was caught in the act.
然后这个妇人承认耶稣是主的时候，耶稣就告诉她：“我也不定你的罪成就以后，不要再犯罪了。”And
when the adulterous woman believed that Jesus is Lord, and he says,
所以一个基督徒，或者我们每一个真信耶稣的人，我们的生命中可以没有死刑的。
Says then, neither do I condemn you, Jesus declared. Go now and leave your life of sin. Just like us, we can have a life that does not have acts that leads to death.
今天我们基督徒，我们的信仰要生活化。
So today, our Christian faith, we need to have applications.
因为耶稣说，当你们有好行为，叫别人看见，便把荣耀归给神啊。Because
when our deeds are shown, others can be drawn to Christ.
这个宝血不但除去我们的罪，也在我们身上产生一种圣洁的能力的。Jesus'
blood not only wiped our past sins, it also created in us the power of holiness.
使我们越来越少犯罪，越来越没有那些自欲死的行为。So
that we will sin less and less, and then we will lose the act that leads to death.
所以，自欲死的行为很多，就像比如淫乱、贪婪啊、嫉妒啊、纷争啊等等的，我们这些都不应该在我们生命中再出现的。There's
following some examples that lead that are acts that leads to death: promiscuous, greed, jealousy, strife, etc.
记得多年前有一家的基督徒家里要办喜事，邀请我为这对新人做祝福祷告。Many
years ago, a Christian family had a wedding, and they invited me to pray and give blessings.
那天我在那里碰到一位以前的帐友，就是跟我一起，我的帐友。
There I saw one of my old mates at the wedding party.
我记得我曾经应该跟你们讲过，我曾经是一个烂子。我虽然基督徒家庭出身，但是我曾经做了许多神不喜悦的事。
I think I've mentioned to you guys before, even though I grew up in a Christian family, I have done many bad things.
那天我出现的时候，那位认识我的帐友就。 对我很客气，赶快赶紧给我倒茶，又给我递水果，又递香烟，递给我。And
there, my old mate, my old comrade, he was super hospitable, giving me a cup of tea, giving me fruit, and also took out a cigarette for me.
我说谢谢，我早就不抽烟了。And
I said, oh, I quit many years ago.
只见对方用异样的眼神看着我，以为我在逗他开心呢。
And he gave me the weirdest look and thought I was kidding.
然后这个那当天的这个聚会快结束的时候，他又随口给我一句话：“等一下，不要急着走啊，我们一起摸两把臭脚。”And
towards the end of the night, he asked me, "Oh, don't leave just yet. Let's gamble round two."
我对他笑着说：“我不再是你的帐友了，我早就戒赌了。”
And I smiled at him and said, oh, I'm no longer your comrade. I stopped a while ago.
只见对方又一次愣住了，甚至有点失望。And
he gave me another weird look and he was shocked, seemed a little bit disappointed too.
最后他问我说，你变得这么乖是如何做到的呢？
And he asked me, how did you become so good?
我说信耶稣去教会，只要你肯跟我去教会，信耶稣你也会变得这么乖的。
I said to him, oh, I go to church, I believed in Jesus. If you're willing to go to church with me, you'll be the same.
只见周围很多人就一起拍手，尤其他的妻子拍得更响。
So many people clapped their hands around, and especially his wife.
弟兄姊妹，你的生命中还有死刑吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you still have acts that lead to death?
不要忽略了，耶稣的宝血不但在我身上产生功效，同样在你的身上也能产生功效。Don't
forget, Jesus' blood not only has effect on me, it also has effect on you.
你们阿门吗？
Do you amen to that?
如果你阿门，你就知道你该怎么做了吧。
And if you said amen, do you know what you need to do?
大卫对神说, 我向你陈明我的罪, 不隐瞒我的恶。
And David said to God, then I acknowledge my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquities.
我说我要向耶和华承认我的过犯, 你就赦免我的罪恶。
I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin.
今天许多的基督徒生命中仍然存在死刑, 就是没有效法大卫这里所做的祷告。
Many Christians have acts that leads to death these days. It's because they don't follow what David is saying over here.
很多的基督徒啊, 尽量在人前, 甚至在配偶面前, 保持自己是一个很好的人, 即使你过去, 不要说, 你暗地里, 想了不该, 做了不该做的, 上帝不知道吗?
Many people try to put up a facade in front of their spouse or other people. But the things that you do in the secret, in the dark, don't you think God knows?
所以我们要再一次来到神的面前, 求主能够来对付我们。
So therefore, we need to once again come before the Lord.
使我们今天的生命不再一样。
So that our life would no longer be the same.
如果我们只是一个表面的，别人觉得我们不错， 其实在神的面前是不蒙悦纳， 我们的生命是很糟糕的。
If we seemed perfect on the outside by other people, but we are completely broken in front of the Lord, that is even worse.
所以大卫这个悔罪的诗非常的有名。神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新又正直的灵，不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。求你使我从得救恩之乐，赐我内的灵扶持我，我就把你的道指教有过放的人。And therefore,
David's repentance towards God, it says, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
我曾经也做过类似的祷告。我曾经刚才说了，我是一个不好的得罪神的一个人，但是我却蒙神自己怜悯，我今天可以指教有过犯的人。
Like I mentioned, I myself in the past have offended God many, many times, and I've had this prayer to God, and I can now restore the joy of salvation and able to point to others.
你也可以的。
You also can.
当你的生命中再一次出现死刑的时候, 你要思想保罗怎么说。
When you have acts that lead to death again, we have to ponder upon what Paul says.
保罗说,我真是苦啊,谁能救我脱离这取死的身体,感谢神,靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。Paul
says, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God who delivered me through Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们要靠着耶稣的宝血,使我们生命中的死刑,
through the blood of Christ, the acts that lead to death in our life can be completely wiped away.
比如说一个弟兄,当你看到一个美女思想犯罪的时候,你应该认罪悔改啊。
A brother who sees a really pretty girl and your mind goes off into a different place, you have to immediately repent.
什么时候你的行为再次犯罪了,你应该马上悔改,求耶稣的宝血洁净。
And whenever your conducts are in sin, you need to repent immediately and not to do the same again in the future.
基督徒要明白，耶稣的宝血不是改变人的外表，乃是能给人带来一种内在生命的活力，使人介意从原来无力管制的行为上得到脱落的、解脱的。
Christians, we have to understand that Jesus' blood is not there to change an outward appearance. Instead, it is to give energy from within so that we have freedom from things that we were not able to control before.
我们不需要说,我就是软弱,我又是亏欠。
We should not say, oh, I'm just like this, I'm just weak.
再次来到内室，来到神的面前认罪悔改，求主的宝血再次洁净你。
What you need is to continuously come from the Lord, asking for forgiveness and asking His blood to cleanse you once again.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣的宝血可以除去你的死刑。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus' blood can cleanse the act that leads to death in our life.
Amen.
Do you amen to that?
请你跟你旁边人说，耶稣的宝血除去你的死刑，彼此说。
Say to each other that's near you. Jesus' blood can wipe out the acts that lead you to death.
当你下一次发现你的配偶在你的面前又表现出说不该说或做不该说的时候，你不要发怒，你说耶稣的宝血洗净除去你的死刑。
The next time your spouse irks you, you can say to them, Jesus' blood, wipe out the act that leads you to death.
当你下一次发现教会里的同工弟兄姊妹再次对你发飙的时候，你默默为他祷告，主的宝血洗净他的死刑，除去他的死刑。
And next time a brother and sister in Christ and in church bothers you, you can pray for them silently. Jesus' blood, wipe out the act that leads you to death.
接下来我们思想第三方面。
Now let us look at the third point.
宝血提升你的侍奉。
Blood of Christ elevate your service.
这里四节告诉何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你的心，除去你的死？最后下面这句话，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
Verse 14 it says, How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God.
虽然今天教会里都有很多参与侍奉的人。
Even though there are so many people who participate in service in church.
其实按照严格来说，谁可以侍奉神呢？
And to be strict, who can serve the Lord?
蒙耶稣的宝血除去罪过，蒙耶稣的宝血这个除去死刑的人才能够侍奉永生神。
Actually, those who have been cleansed by the blood of Christ, and Jesus' blood that has taken away the acts that leads to death, only those people can serve the Lord.
今天许多你们基督徒就发现，好像也蛮热心的侍奉神，但是他生命中仍然存在罪过，仍然存在死刑呢。
Today we see a lot of Christians who are super eager to serve, yet we see that they still have a lot of acts that lead to death.
因此我说基督徒我们需要主的宝血提升你的侍奉。
So therefore we say Christians we need Christ's blood to elevate our service.
就是每一次我去侍奉神，不要讲道的时候，我总是一早起来就先祷告求主的宝血洁净我，让我今天的服事能够容神一人。
And every time I preach, I get up early and pray to God and ask that His blood will cleanse me so that my message would benefit others and myself and glorify God.
当然不单单是主日的时候，我们平常每天应该这样子。今天我们活着就是侍奉神。
And that shouldn't only be on Sundays, but it should be every single day, because every day that we live, we are to serve God.
在旧约的时代，几乎所有的民族都在拜假神偶像。
In the Old Testament time, almost all nations were worshipping false gods.
只有以色列人可以侍奉永生神。
And only the Israelites can worship the eternal God.
因为拜假神无拘无束，你想怎么样就怎么样，拜假神谁都可以。
Because worshipping false God, there's no restrictions. Basically, do whatever you want, and anybody can worship them.
但是拜真神就不一样哦，不是随便的张三李四都可以的。
But worshiping the true God is not the same. Not everyone can serve.
除非他有神的拣选护照，并且他要照着上帝的指示和要求去侍奉。
Unless there is God's selection and calling, and they must follow God's instruction and command to serve Him.
许多基督徒服侍久了，渐渐的忽略了。 神是烈火，是圣洁的，一般人无法站立在他的面前，除非你也是圣洁的。
Many Christians often, after believing and serving for a while, they neglect that God is a consuming fire and He's holy. Unless the person is holy, they are not able to stand before God.
侍奉呢，永生神是人蒙恩以后该有的一个反应。
Serving the eternal God is a response that the blessed person should have.
正如以色列人出了埃及就要侍奉耶和华。
For example, Israelites, right after leaving Egypt, they served Jehovah.
他们不再侍奉法老或者假神。
They no longer serve Pharaoh or the false gods.
神对他们有很清楚的要求，不再要他们打碎这些的柱像、偶像，不再侍奉那些假的。
Because God has given them strict rules to not make up false idols and bulls for themselves.
神就赐福给他们，神就给他们粮食，给他们水，除去他们的罪，除去他们的病。
And so therefore God provided water and food and healed their sick.
其实严格来说，以色列人也不够圣洁，他们也不能凭自己侍奉永生神。
Strictly speaking, Israelites are not holy enough. They cannot serve the eternal God on their own.
但是神对他们有特别的恩典，就允许他们借着旧约牛人的血，可以暂时洁净他们；借着神的律法，可以约束他们，使他们能够侍立在神的面前。
However, God was gracious and told them that through the bulls and gold.Sacrifice of bulls and goats, it can cleanse their sin temporarily, and through God's law, it can restrict them so that they can at least serve the eternal God.
那么在新约呢，谁侍奉永生神呢？
And how about in the New Testament, who can serve the eternal God?
那从理论上，每个基督徒都可以。
In theory, all Christians.
但我们必须要明白，侍奉神绝对不可随便。
But we have to understand that it cannot be done casually.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
无论今天许多的基督徒自我这个感觉良好，但是你在神面前仍然是不够圣洁的。
Even though Christians sometimes we feel so good about ourselves, but we still are not holy enough.
所以我们必须要养成一个习惯，你。无论有多少人肯定你的侍奉，标榜你，但是每一次来到神的面前的时候，你要侍奉这位永生神的时候，我们必须要再一次借着耶稣的宝血的遮盖，才能够侍立在永生神面前。
So we should have the simple practice that regardless of how many people praise you for your service, we have to come before the Lord and through the blood of Christ, humbly serve. Serve in front of him.
是的，我们每一次的侍奉，我们要全身的投入，要多一点的操练，多些的预先的预功，在做功课。但是呢，不要忽略了更重要的，就是每一次来到神的面前侍奉的时候，先要借着耶稣的宝血，要祷告，求神借着耶稣的宝血提升你的侍奉。
Every time, of course, it's important to prepare ahead and practice multiple times.But we have to understand that each time we serve God, we have to come before Him and pray that the blood of Christ can elevate our worship.
几天前有位牧师打电话给我，叫我和他一起去一个家庭里除偶像。
A couple of days ago, a pastor called me to join him to remove idols in the household.
因为那家原来是拜偶像的，现在呢，他愿意我们这两个牧师去把他们家里的偶像。除掉他要信耶稣。
And because that family worshipped idols and they have a lot of superstitious things in their place, and they asked me and the other pastor to come over to remove them.
然后我就带他们做了决志祷告，然后奉主的名把他们的偶像除掉。
So I had them pray with me to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior.And then help them remove the idols in their living room.
以前他们是拜这些人手所造的那些的假神。
They used to worship false gods that were made by human hands.
今天他们因着耶稣的宝血能够侍奉永生神。
And through the blood of Christ today, they are able to worship the eternal God.
讲到侍奉永生神，我们可能就会想到去教堂了。
When we talk about serving the eternal God, we often think about going to church.
其实侍奉神是一生中生命中的每一个层面的事。
Actually, serving God, it actually includes everything we do in our lives.
你有没有发现有某些基督徒在教会正在美化转很好的表现，但是回到家里，回到工作的地方，回到学校就不一样，变样了。
We see often in church a Christian is wonderful, perfect, but then when they return to home, when they go to work or school, they're upside down.
我们每一个基督徒不但要承认主名，我们也要有善行，而且呢，在每一件事情上都必须要讨神的喜欢。
We have to openly profess God's name. We have to spur one another on towards good deeds, and we have to do everything to please God, because these are all considered serving God.
其实你的生命中的种种的表现就是在侍奉神。
Because everything that we do in our daily life, it's considered serving God.
今天你仍然喜悦乐意侍奉那永生神吗？
Do you still like serving the eternal God?
疫情中许多的基督徒已经变样了，变质了。
In the midst of pandemic, many Christians have changed.
我知道有些基督徒因为疫情没有去教会，甚至连线上的聚会也没有按时参加了。
I noticed that many Christians do because of pandemic don't come to church or even join Zoom meeting anymore.
有人可能已经好像报名了，就好像比方说今天现在的聚会，他已经把这个 Zoom 已经点进去了，可能人又跑到哪里去了。
Or even if they are online on Zoom, physically, but their mind is somewhere else.
许多的人方便的时候是可以侍奉神，但是不方便的时候他就不见了。
There are many Christians when it's convenient.They are serving God, and when it's inconvenient, they're nowhere to be found.
有些基督徒生命中存在极大难处的时候，他好像又火热起来，但是难处一解决，又与神疏远了，与人保持距离了。
And when they have difficulties in life and they need God, they will come and seem really eager. And when the problems are solved, they disappear again.
今天一个基督徒，我们必须要把握现今的机会去侍奉永生神。
We as Christians, we should seize the moment to serve God in everyday life.
每一次的侍奉神，就要使我们的生命被提升才是对的。
And every time we serve, we should use the opportunity to elevate ourselves.
我最怕的有一些基督徒是例行公事的，不得不去教会，这样子很勉强，你的生命无法提升的。
And some Christians, they go to church because they have to go to church. And that is not going to be beneficial whatsoever.
正如我都非常期待每一次我的讲道比上一次讲得更好。
And to myself, I wish every time I preach, I can be better than the previous time I preached.
我相信你也是这么期待的。
I think you hope the same way too.
但是换位思想，如果你在教会里服侍的，配搭服侍的弟兄姊妹也期待你这一次的领事比上一次领得更好，你这一次的带祷告会比上一次带得更好。
And if we step into other people's shoes, we would see that others might want you to lead the inspiration better than last time, or conduct prayer meeting better than last time.
所以我们要有久久能够让我们能够把握每一次服侍主的机会。
And so therefore we pray that God can help us to seize every opportunity to serve God.
希伯来书我非常的喜欢，有一位其中有一位这个人，这个人名啊麦基洗德。如果你去读麦基洗德内容的有关圣经的记载，我你会被吸引的。
I really like the book Hebrews, and there is a character named Melchizedek. If you read ponder upon him more, you will be very drawn by his characteristic. In his service, the way that he served should be an example for us. And there's at least three things that we can definitely follow.
第一, 为人谦和尊贵。
First is he's humble and he's noble.
第二,
and the second is he brings blessings to others.
第三,
and the third is he is helpful to other humans and he's thankful for God.
所以今天我们的服事要靠着耶稣的宝血被提升非常重要。
So therefore it is really important that our service to be elevated through the blood of Christ.
我们越服事越谦卑，越服事越使我们身边的人都蒙受神的祝福。
The more we serve, the more humble we are. The more we serve, the more blessings we bring to others around us.
更重要的是要帮助提醒对方，既然领受了神的祝福，要向神感恩。
So therefore, when we help others so that we can encourage them, every time they receive blessing, they should be thankful of God.
所以我再一次跟你旁边的人说，宝血提升你的侍奉。
So therefore, once again, say to the person next to you, blood of Christ, elevate your worship, your service.
我们思想第四方面。
Now let us look at the fourth point.
宝血成就你得永生。
Blood of Christ accomplishes your eternity.
15节为此他做了新约的中保，既然受死，赎了人在前约之时所犯的罪过，便叫蒙召之人得着所应许永远的产业。
Verse 15 it says, for this reason Christ is a mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant.
主的宝血带来了应许，就是所有蒙召之人能够得着永远的产业。
Jesus' blood has brought a promise to us that those who are called can obtain eternal inheritance.
我们知道今天我们活在一个物质丰富的一个的国家里面，我们可能都有很多的产业。
Today we live in a society that provides us with many needs, and we can easily obtain them.
但是这些不是我们永远的产业。However,
those are not our eternal inheritance.
这些东西就然很多不会永远在你的名下的。
And even though we might have some inheritance or things that we own, but that those they will not be eternal.
或者你看到别人这个穿金戴银，物质很丰富，钱财很多，但是如果他不是基督徒，他是可怜的。And
you might see other people with gold and silver, a lot of possessions, but if they're not a Christian, they're actually very pitied.
旧约所讲到的产业是地上的东西。
The inheritance from the Old Testament is actually things of the world.
新约应许人的是永远的产业。
And the promise from New Testament is eternal inheritance.
而且这个永远的产业是给一切相信的人。
And this eternal inheritance is given to those who have been called according to God's purpose.
旧约的律法是叫人知罪。
The law of the Old Testament make us conscious of our sin.
如果人能够守律，守全律法，才能够在神的面前得生呢？
If we need to be completely knowledgeable of the law in order to stand in front of God.
今天我们活在恩典的时代，借着耶稣的宝血，我们得到永远的拯救。
In today, through the blood of Christ, we have eternal salvation.
所以今天一个基督徒，你活在地上，我们要轻看这个世界，不要拼了老命的要赚取更多的这个属世的东西。And
Christians, as we live in today's society, we need to look at the world lightly and not to fight left and right for things of the world.
但我要声明啊，我不是说基督徒不要去赚钱，不要去做工，我们都需要养家糊口，都需要。但是我们的盼望不是在地上。
But I want to make a point. I'm not saying that you should not go to work and not make a living. We still need to live and still need to provide for family. But we need to view this world lighter than we already are.
这个诗篇九十篇，摩西说的，这个人是七十八十岁。
Just like in Psalm, Moses said, "Men, we live 70s, 80s."
所以有一天我们都会过去了。
And one day we will all depart.
但是呢，神却世世代代做我们的居所，我们要有份于神的国度。
Yet the Lord remains forever and ever, and we need to be part of His kingdom.
当然，历史以来，自古以来，很多人希望长寿，甚至永远不死。比方说，秦始皇。
Many people want to live forever. For example, Emperor Qin in the Chinese dynasty.
但是呢，人凭自己无法得永成就永生得永生呢。
However, men on their own, we are not able to obtain eternal salvation.
但是我们感谢神，耶稣的宝血成就我们得永生了。
But we thank the Lord because through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are able to obtain eternal salvation.
但是我们的责任不但是过去信，今天要信，直到一百岁，我们都要信啊。
But we do not only believe in the past and now, we also have to continue to have faith and believe in the future too.
我们要常常在神的面前审查，我有没有再次得罪神。
We need to repent and examine ourselves on a daily basis.
今天你会发现，今天许多的所谓的基督徒，他已经这个远离神了。
I don't know if you noticed, there's many Christians who have turned away from God.
正如历代的美国的总统都守望圣经就职的，但是他们的政策真的完全符合圣经吗？
For example, the presidents of the United States, even though they based on the Bible, but do the things and the laws that they provide really follow the Bible's teaching?
许多的人已经忘记了自己是蒙召之人，忽略了在主里有一个永恒的应许。
Many people forget that they have been called by the Lord and that there is promise provided for them.
许多基督徒已经忘记了这个神要拯救他，不但过去拯救他，今天、明天仍然要拯救他。
And they often neglect that God's salvation was for them in the past, and now as well as in the future.
今天我们到底在乎的是什么？
What do we care about today?
当然，很多人都希望自己上天堂了。不过呢，不要结果，只要过程。
Many
不要过程，只要结果。
Many people want to head to heaven.And they want to have the result. They don't want the progress.
这是很怪的。你只要祝福的神，只要神的祝福，不要祝福的神。
Many people want God's blessing and not a blessing God.
许多基督徒在乎神的应许，却忽略了要实现神的应许，你该负什么责任。
Many people want to obtain God's promise, but often don't follow through of what needs to be done in order to obtain God's promise.
如果我们留意身边的基督徒，有多少的基督徒在乎的是这个产业、学位、银子、车子、房子、娘子、儿女、健康、长寿等等。
And if we look around, so many Christians, they look at their family business, their education, their money, cars, houses, their wives, children, and also their health.
这些我们都需要，但是呢，我们更需要的是永恒的产业。
Yes, those are all important, but that is not the eternal estate.
这些属地的东西有一天都会过去的。
All of these are, all of those above will one day fade away.
所以今天每一个基督徒，我们需要与神越来越亲密，越来与神建立这个生命的交通。
So therefore, as Christians, we need to build a relationship with Jesus each and every day.
我们只借着耶稣的宝血才能够在永恒里有份呢。
Only through the blood of Jesus, we would be able to participate in the kingdom of heaven.
记得几年前在温州有一个人生意做得很成功，做了好多，赚了好多钱。
There was a man in Wenzhou many years ago who was very successful and he earned a lot of money.
为了赚钱，平常忽略了健康的注意。
And he neglected his physical health because of being so successful and busy.
有一天倒下来了，进医院一查，不得了，晚期的肝癌。
And his body worsened every day, and when he went to the hospital, they diagnosed him with last stage liver cancer.
医生说最多还有三个月的寿命。
And doctor said he would not be able to live past three months.
通常国内医生都瞒着病人的，家人都不敢把真相告诉他。
And often in China, doctors and family members withhold the truth from the patient.
因为他才53岁。
And for his case, he was only 53 years old.
家人一方面安慰他说，你只是长期劳累过度啊，需要在医院接受治疗，不用担心，安心养病会好的。
And on one hand, the family member were comforting him, saying, oh, you're just overworked, and you're just exhausted, just need to stay in the hospital, receive some treatment, just take care, and you'll be able to go home really soon.
另一方面，家人就尽力的为他做一点事情，请了装修的工人，用最好的材料赶日夜赶工装潢房子，希望他在离世之前享受。
And on the other hand, the family members, they want to do something for him, so they hire contractors and brought the best materials to renovate the house day and night so that he can enjoy a little bit of his last moments in life.
一个月之后，房子装修的很美轮美奂的。当家人决定第二天到医院去接他回家的时候，可不巧当夜接到医院的电话说刚刚在医院过世了。
And a month later, so the renovations were completed. So the family decided the second day to take him home. However, the night before, they got a call from the hospital stating that he just passed away.
我为什么讲这个故事呢？
Why did I share the story?
因为我是做牧师的，我常常为这些就是为别人祷告到医院。前天我要去医院为一位姐妹祷告，医生说她大概还要一两个月的时间。
Because I'm a pastor, I often go to hospitals and pray. Just recently, I prayed for a sister in the hospital who only has about 2 months left to live.
但是这个姐妹无法接受，因为医生直接告诉她，所以她无法接受。
Because the sister was not able to accept the news, because the doctor straight out told her she only has 2 months to live.
但如果她能够神医治她，最好能够，因为她才69岁，如果再活一些年是更好。问题是呢，神有命定啊。
Of course, we wish that she could stay longer, because she's only 69 years old. However, God has his own timing, and he takes life away and gives life.
所以我就在神的面前带领他，这个安慰他，然后用真理教导他。
So therefore, God used me to comfort her, to teach her, the words from the Lord.
是你愿意活到100岁，但是呢，这是你的意思，你可以求，但是呢，神有神的主权啊。
Yes, it's true that if you want to live till however old, 100 years old, however, God has his own timing, and God has his will.
我说，就算你再能够活15年，那么你还是会过去的。
Even if you live additional 15 years, one day you still depart from this earth.
你是基督徒，你要知道在神的应许里，我们有永恒的盼望，有永生啊。
We, as a Christian, we have to understand that we have the promise that we have eternity, eternal life.
这我就带他祷告，我说你把自己的余生交给神，虽然医生说时日不多了，但是你的生命在神的手中啊。
So therefore, I led her into prayer. I said, even though the doctor says you only have so little time, but your life is in God's hand.
我要求他，鼓励他在最后的人生的旅程的年日里面，与神建立更亲密的交通。你要相信，在神里有永生。
So I encouraged her that despite how much time you have left, you need to build up a stronger relationship, knowing that in the end, you will be with God in eternity.
我安慰他说，你不可以沮丧，也不可以埋怨。我说，你要真是来到神的面前，像这个约伯一样，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
I said to her, we should not be sad and we shouldn't complain about it. We should be more like Job, understanding that God gives and he takes away. And blessed be the Lord.
我甚至告诉他，保罗说的这个活着是为了弟兄姊妹的好处，离世是对我自己有益处，与基督同在好的无比。
And I also encouraged her with Paul's words, even though it is good for us, for me to be here to be with brothers and sisters, but it's even better for me to be with the Lord.
虽然今天很多人都希望自己长寿。
Yes, from many people, we want to have longevity.
正如有位96岁的老公公啦，人家说，哇，老婆婆，你可以活到100岁。他说，100岁，100岁，那我只有几年了。
There's a man who was 96 year old, and some people say, wow, you live 96 year old already. And you'll be able to live past 100. And the guy says, yeah, it's not too far away.
当然，我相信很多人听了会笑。其实很多的基督徒不是像这位老公公的心态吗？希望自己活到199。
So many people, even though you might be giggling, but many Christians are similar to this guy, wanting to live longer and longer.
其实地上是劳苦的，我们在乎的应该是天上。
Actually, this life is full of bitterness. We should be looking forward to heaven.
主的宝血成就你得永生。
The blood of Christ allows us to have eternal inheritance.
所以每一个基督徒应该是预备自己向往永生，能够每天能够靠主的宝血。
And us all Christians, we should be hoping for eternity.
所以求神帮助我们，今天我们线上的每一位基督徒，因着神的话，使我们能够明白清楚真理。
So may the Lord's word today help us understand the truth and understand eternity.
我们也可以帮助别人。
And similarly, we can help others to understand the same concept.
我再说，我们每一个基督徒先要明白真理，然后呢，照神的话，能够生命被改变，也能够影响身边的人。
We have to be able to understand the truth and be able to use this truth.To change the lives around us.
无论过去我犯了多大的罪，但是在基督的宝血里都洁净了。
Doesn't matter what kind of sins I have committed in the past. Through the blood of Christ, I am a new changed man.
你身边的人，包括你的配偶、你的弟兄姊妹，也是一样。无论他曾经多么的对不起你，在基督里都一切都过去了。
In the same way, your spouse, your brothers and sisters who are around you, doesn't matter what they have done in the past. In Christ, they have been changed and they are a new person.
虽然在我们的周围，很多人有可能会这个惹你，会坑你，会骂你，会对你不友善。
Even though there might be people around you who bothers you, who irks you, who complain about you or at you.
甚至会因此会激怒你，甚至使你说了不该说的，做了不该做的。
Or even pushes your button to trigger you to curse at them.
但是你是基督徒，你要知道宝血除去你的死刑。
Yeah, as a Christian, we have to understand the blood of Christ is able to cleanse the acts that lead us to death.
你不要以为你身边的那个基督徒他撒谎，你也可以撒谎。你身边那一个所谓教会的领袖，他说不该说，做不该做，你也以为你也可以效法。
Don't look at the brothers and sisters around you when they lie. You should lie, or the brothers and sisters who do things that they're not supposed to, and you can do the same thing. That is not true.
当环境诱惑你，当旁边的人在激怒你的时候，你想要犯罪的时候，你也求主的宝血除去你的死刑。
When the environment around you causes you to want to sin against God, may you pray that God's blood, Christ's blood, is able to take away the acts that leads to death.
当你是一个老基督徒的时候，你对神反而变成老油条了，随便的时候，你也在神的面前审查，今天你的侍奉能够造就弟兄姊妹可以荣耀神吗？
And when you're older Christians, don't get into this mindset that you know everything already, but instead come before God and ask yourself whether the service that you are doing bring glory to God and edify others.
求神更新你的心灵，让你知道今天你所侍奉的是一位至圣的神，是永生的神。
May God renew our mind to understand that the God we serve, He is holy and He is eternal.
每一次来到神的面前，最重要的不是凭你的恩赐，不是凭你的本事，乃是借着耶稣的宝血。
And remember that every time you come and serve, it's not because your gifts, your abilities, but it's because of God's grace.
所以每一次来到神的面前，参与侍奉或者做神就是要你做的，你必须要先祷告。
And every time when you serve God, you need to come before Him and pray.
让主的宝血再次的遮盖你。
So that the blood of Christ can once again cover you.
当你在这个赚钱的里面，或者说你有很有本事的赚钱很容易，然后呢没完没了的时候，你也求神能够阻止你，不要一味的满世界。
And when you're making money and you're never ending investing, getting trying to get more money, may God help you to stop and not to be so invested in the world.
因为我们世上有一天会过去会放下的，我们要在主的面前有个永恒的盼望。
Because every one of us will one day depart from this world. We need to have eternal hope, eternal inheritance.
你是蒙召之人，神已经应许你有永远的产业。
You have been calledby God, and you have an eternal inheritance waiting for you.
我们要像一个蒙召之人，能够照着神的应许，我们向永生能够迈进。
We need to act like someone who has been called by God and head towards eternity.
我们要预备自己，等候主的再来。
We need to prepare our hearts, prepare ourselves for the returning of Christ.
我们要向往永远与神同在。
And we need to look forward to be with God in eternity.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
天父，感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因你的话再次临到我们的身上。
Because your words once again come upon us.
主，让我们今天听见你的话，我们就扎心，我们就被光照，我们就愿意的去实行。
Lord, may your words be like lights shine upon us so that we'll be willing to use it in our daily lives.
我们曾经都是肮脏不堪、犯罪累累的。
We used to be all dirty and sin against you time after time.
但是你却宝贝我们，将你的爱子赐给我们。
Yet you hold us precious and send your one and only Son to us.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，因为你的宝血为我们而流。
Lord Jesus, we thank you because your blood has shed for us.
你的宝血大有功效。
Your blood has almighty powers.
求主的宝血能够再次洁净我们。
Lord, may your blood once again cleanse us.
再次的提升我们。
Once again elevate us.
让我们这一生都认定你。
So that this life, we follow you.
直到见你的面。
Until the day we see you again.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this all in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.